Station number 17625, Mr. William Glaister, Reel 10.
Mr. Glaister, Reel 10. We were talking about you going off to the Far East where you got involved with the Borneo campaign.
Yeah.
What are your memories of that?
Well, I was stationed in Kuching with the 99 Gurkha Brigade. And from there, there was a Four other ranks, plus myself. I was a corporal. Four other ranks, and a major speller. And we, our duty was to go out into the jungle with the Land Rover and record or relay messages to the Indonesian people. And then we had a light aircraft. When the jungle was too bad, too dense, we would send recorded messages by light aircraft, and they would fly over the jungle and relay the messages to the people.
It's over loudspeakers then?
Yeah.
What kind of messages were you relaying?
Well, it was psychological. It was a psychological effort to get these people involved with us, because they were a danger to the community. We used to relay music, which they liked to hear, and they used to gather around the Land Rover. But they were hostile. They weren't villains, because they lived in longhouses, and sometimes you would get as far as 90 families living in a longhouse. And they were on stilts, the houses. You get as far as 90 families in a longhouse. We would do a job and then return back to the brigade headquarters where we stayed and operated from. I lived in a hotel in Kuching.
It was kind of a propaganda exercise.
Yeah, propaganda, yeah.
How long might you be out from your base?
Well, it was supposed to be for a short period of time. Never more than a day. That's including the travel to the point you wanted to be and back to camp after relaying, yeah. Play a little bit of music and then give them a message. Get them interested.
Now, what did you recall what the message might be and what kind of message were you trying to get to them? What were you telling them in effect?
Oh, dear me.
It was something on the lines of life would be better not supporting Indonesia than whatever.
Well, it was propaganda which we were supplying them with, you know, fictitious stuff. You know what I mean? It wasn't.
You weren't supplying them with goodies of one kind or another as well, along with your message.
No. No.
Do you think it had any effect at all?
Well, it did and it didn't. Because I remember one time it was an orders. They offered so many dollars per head. And the Gurkhas went out on patrol and they brought 8 heads in, just the heads. You know, they just chopped them off, kukri, and brought them back to camp and they were just placed on the ground. And the Gurkhas was marched around them all day to see these heads, you know. But they were Indonesian heads, you know, there were some villains amongst them.
These were people who were actually doing the fighting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Durham Light Infantry were in Borneo, but you obviously were not attached to them at that time.
No. They were in Hong Kong.
They were still there when you came into the Borneo?
Oh, yeah.
How did you come to get chosen for that task?
I volunteered for it. I volunteered to go to Borneo. And I just forget now what the length of service was required. I think it was only 3 months. And then you came back. But I overstayed the 3 months. And I was there, I would think, about 6 months. Before I got back to my unit in Hong Kong, in Kowloon.
You were with the Gurkhas, you say. What did you form an opinion about the Gurkha soldier?
Yeah, they were a good little soldier. And the march very similar to us. I think it was 140 to the minute. But when they got their leave, when they were allocated leave, they had to make their own way home. But of course, they always had a warrant to bring them back, you see. But that was part of the soldiering, how to make their own way home.
You rejoined the Durhams in Hong Kong. They did go into Borneo, but you never went in with them.
They weren't in Borneo. They were in Hong Kong. They didn't go to Borneo. Not to my knowledge. But I was in Borneo with the PSYOPS team. The DLI was never in Borneo.
What does PSYOPS stand for?
Psychological Warfare Team.
So you'd seen quite a bit of service. How long were you a regular soldier?
15. Yeah, and 114 days, I think. That's a.
And you've been to Germany, Middle East.
15 years and 114 days.
Did you have to come out at the end of it? Or did you want to come out?
No. Rank on discharge, sergeant, cause of discharge. QB61. Para 503. They were cutting down on the forces. Reduction of establishment. Corps from which discharged was the Durham Light Infantry, and I served 15 years and 114 days.
Does that entitle you to a pension?
Yes. My pension now is £60 and so many coppers a week.
And that's adjusted along with your state pension, is it? And it'll give you a bit, take a bit off you.
My state pension is only £3, £4 and some coppers. As to the normal, which I think is about £59, something, I don't know. But in lieu, you see, my state pension is taxable. So the DHS give us unemployability, and that was taken off me state pension, and that's how my state pension is so low, you see. So I only have to pay my taxable money from my pension is £4 and something.
Looking back over your army life, what was your worst moment?
Well, I think my worst moment was when I was escaping. It took us 2 months all, well, 2 months to the day. And you couldn't travel during the day, in the daylight. You had to lie low in polenta fields, anything. Keep out the way of the Germans. And do your traveling at night time.
What was your best moment in the army, or best times?
Well, I had some good times. I had some bad times. But overall, I think I enjoyed the army life. Even though it was rough at times, I took the good with the smooth and just got on with the job I had to do, and that was it.
Who was the best officer you served under?
The best officer? Well, I've served under a few, but I would think Captain Kirk, the man at Folkestone, who was my company commander. He was convinced I was a public enemy, number one, but he was a lenient man. He had his thoughts, but he didn't punish us in any way. He just threatened to put us on the first draft. I said, well, I'll make things easy for you. I'll volunteer for the first draft. And that was it. I went abroad.
Have you any memories of an officer or officers who let you down? Or?
Just Charles Burton Taylor.
And we've got that story.
Yeah. Bayless was okay.
NCOs that were good or bad or indifferent?
Big one?
Any NCOs that you served with who were good or bad or indifferent?
Well, Provost Sergeants. No, that's not a job to do, and I suppose they did it, and that was it.